Mario Lopez.
What up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, actor, author, entrepreneur, Sarah Michelle Gellar. How are you, Sarah?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking the time to come in and for being so nice to my son. You came bearing gifts, so that was awesome.
Right, I came bearing gifts not knowing he was going to be here. So it was like a bone. Not that I wouldn't have been happy to give it to you, and I would have almost trusted you to give them to your kids.
I appreciate it.
Now, is his sister going to get them, or is he just going to take them off?
No, he's good about sharing. Okay. He's good about sharing. And I like the shirt, Real Men Bake.
Yes.
Love that. I'm going to rock that. I'm going to take a pic. And the reason, you're the co-founder of the company Foodstirs, which basically encourages families to bake together, right?
Yeah, my kids really wanted to get in the kitchen, just like your son said to me, like, I like to bake with mommy. And I went to go to the store to go bake something, and it was all of these like ingredients. And I thought to myself, oh my God, there is no way on earth I'm going to put that in my kid's body. And
right. It
sort of was that, or it was like gluten-free, taste-free.
Right.
You know, there was no organic, ethically sourced company. And I was like, someone should do that. And so my partners and I were like, maybe we should do it. And here we are, 7,500 stores later.
Look at that. That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
Baking's awesome, too. I mean, my gosh, especially this time of year, it seems like, because it doesn't really get cold in L.A., but with the holidays and everything, a good pumpkin bread or banana nut bread.
That's so funny. I brought you organic pumpkin chocolate chip bread. What do you know?
Wait, I haven't had pumpkin chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like the best of both worlds right
with
there.
With chocolate chips that I sourced directly from Peru, where I went to Peru and like got to meet with a chocolate farmer.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's all about like those family memories. They all center, like you said, it's all about food.
Oh,
it's all about moments together and creating those memories. And what are those times where you disconnect from those devices that are permanently attached to our
hands? Exactly. Do you have a signature baking dish?
Goodness. I was saying right now it's a lot. I've been doing a lot with pancakes because it's funny. You don't think that much about pancakes. But like
I love pancakes.
Okay.
So I have small kids, so pancakes are a staple.
So, we can do pancake donuts. So in the mornings, it's really hard to make pancakes because you have to like mix it and then you have to flip them.
Exactly.
So we do pancake donuts so that I can mix it all up, put it in the oven, set a timer, brush the kids' teeth, get them all ready, and
there
then I do like a yogurt drizzle on top.
Ooh.
Or you can do pancake muffins, too.
Yes, pancake muffins. Those are delicious,
mm-hmm.
too.
And pop them in their lunchbox.
And I imagine you can do a bunch and then freeze them.
Yeah, you can.
Right? You can do
They don't last that long in our house. They're usually gone, but you
right,
could.
Right, right, right.
Yes, in theory, one could.
Yeah, and you know, I've always, or at least having kids now, I always stress the importance of like dinner with the family and the iPads and everything goes away. And I think that's such an important staple that so many families, it just goes by the way, everybody gets busy and they don't, but it is a good time to kind of come together, force conversation because you really don't need to have it these days with everybody being distracted with so many things. And it's sort of essentially kind of like that same thought process, right?
Well, absolutely. There was a study recently on Rhodes Scholars and what was the common denominator among them. And it wasn't socioeconomic. It wasn't religion. It wasn't ethnicity. It was they had family dinners 3 nights a week or more. And I get that we're all so busy, but that time is so important. It's like the times like right now where we're talking around a table, by the way,
right,
and like connecting eye to eye and not looking down and not being distracted.
Having the TV.
You know, I am. I'm on the phone.
Mario's
wife was texting me.
I wasn't calling out names. I was not calling out names.
Put that away, Frazier.
But it's important. It's really those are the memories that you remember, like coming into your grandmother's house and having smells and feels. And
you're exactly right.
But with better ingredients and at an affordable price.
There you go. There you go. And you've teamed up with Capital One for their Saver card, which is about bringing people together for meals. That's awesome. How'd you get hooked up with those guys?
It was just so like naturally symbiotic. Like it just worked. You know, their whole idea is that so often, you know, I always say like you put these airline miles that you never use and it's sort of like in this ether of space where like you go one day, but you don't. And how do we live in the moment and have those memories? And so this card is all based around food. So if you go to any restaurant, 3% back from your card, any online shopping, including foodstirs.com,
okay,
you can get 2% back. Just
right.
Small plug there, you know, and then 1% on regular. So while you're creating these like memorable experiences, you're getting money to make your next one. And it's just sort of like, it's sort of that revolving door of making that time for yourself.
Yeah, good for you. And you've got a good balance because I've read that you like boxing and kickboxing.
Yeah.
You know, you keep
kickboxing.
The
I'm not so good. Boxing, I love. Freddie's the more jujitsu oriented. Like, that's more his thing. I'll stick to just like kind of straight.
Oh, your husband's into that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. He does jujitsu and boxing?
He does them all. Yeah.
He does them all. Good for him.
Trains with the Gracie brothers, trains with Wayne McCullough, an Olympic medal world champion boxer. Yeah.
Nice.
Don't mess with him in an alley at night.
Nice. All right. We're going to have to spar. Tell him I said we're going to have to spar.
I'll
and come up and he'll come and we'll train together right there. That'll be fun. I love that, seeing that other actors and stuff.
I think there's so many different ways to keep. And again, it goes like back to food too. It's like, it's our bodies. I read this great article the other day and they were talking about we take better care of our smart devices. Because like if our battery gets low on our smart devices, right, we plug it in and we recharge it. But mm-hmm. don't do that for ourselves as often.
Well, your health should be your top priority.
Yeah, and it, that includes working out. It includes exactly. the food that goes into your body.
Exactly. Without that, you have anything. You don't have anything, right?
Sleep. Which, by the way, a good meal, what's better? Good meal, go to bed.
Right? That's my move. Just about every night. What are you doing for Halloween this? How old are your kids now?
My kids are 8 and 5.
8 and 5. Know, okay. Maybe. So this is like prime Halloween time.
This
right
is
now.
Prime.
What are they going to be?
Charlotte is going to be Eliza Hamilton. Yes.
Eliza Hamilton.
Yes.
Wow.
From Hamilton.
That okay. Was,
she has not wavered in, because it took me a while to get the costume, in like 6 months. She has not wavered. Huh. And my son is going to be, well, if you ask him, he's going to be Optimus Quime. Now, I think we refer to him as Optimus Prime.
Right.
That's what he's going to be.
With a little twist.
Freddie and I are going to be an iconic 80s couple, but I will not say.
You know, it's a surprise. Mm-hmm. So you don't do a whole theme. You all individually kind of do your own deal.
You know, I would love to do a theme because, like, I love a good theme.
Yeah.
And then the preparation that goes into a good theme. Right. But Freddie, he would stop me. He would say I would take it too far.
Too far with
too
the
far.
Theme?
Too far with the theme.
To the Mrs. Lopez.
I mean, at least he got, he agreed to like do a costume with me this year. So like I feel like I'm making inroads. Maybe in like 2 more years, you'll see a theme. Like I'll get my way.
Yeah.
It's the small victories.
There you go. Hey.
You lose the battles to win the war.
You got to take those. Speaking of Halloween, I can't believe it's already going to be the 20th anniversary of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I know, right?
I remember when that came out so vividly and it holds up.
You mean when we were 8?
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
When we were 8.
It really did fly by. It really did feel by, and it still gets, and it holds up.
Thank you.
What do you remember about when you were shooting at that time and doing the movie?
And it's so interesting. So that was like, I just finished the first season of Buffy, and nobody knew if the show was like even going to make it on the air. And it was on a mid-season replacement based on a failed movie on a network that nobody knew at the time.
We were WB.
Filming. Yeah. But, and it was filming in North Carolina, and where we were filming, the WB didn't even have access. So like, I didn't know if anybody was watching it. I didn't know if anyone liked the show. I mean, I was insulated from, you know, I could be gotten canceled after episode one, right. And I would never have known out there.
Did you shoot the whole series out in North Carolina?
No, we shot I Know What You Did. We shot.
Oh, I Know What You Did. Yes,
we shot Buffy. We're talking about Buffy. Sorry. it's been a long day already. And it's, what is it, 11 o'clock. We shot Buffy here.
Yeah, you shot Buffy. That's what I thought. Okay, but I Know What You Did last time. You shot North Carolina.
We shot North Carolina and then 2 weeks up north in Santa Rosa, which now has been like devastated by those fires,
right. But wow. So, okay, North Carolina. I don't know why that makes it spookier.
Totally did. And so, you know, I came from New York. So I had just moved to LA maybe less than a year before I got this. And so I had just gotten my driver's license. Like I barely drove. And we were in a small town about an hour outside of Wilmington. So if you wanted to go to the gym or do anything, you had to go into Wilmington.
Yeah.
And it was one road. Yeah, one road. It was one lane each way. And it was like really dark with no lights. Right. And I would like start to panic in the middle of the night. Like, oh my God, I could easily hit someone on this road. Like, I'm not even that good a driver. Right. Like, I've had my license 4 days, you know, and I had to drive back and forth. Luckily, nobody was injured in the making of the movie.
How funny.
On or off camera.
I can't imagine that contrast coming from New York.
I forgot that the series Buffy was based on that movie.
Yeah,
I kind of forgot that movie existed.
Luke Perry.
Is it Luke Perry? Was it?
Christy Swanson.
That's right. Yeah. That's who it was. Yeah, exactly. I remember that.
So, you know, we had a few strikes in the beginning. Although I love the movie, but.
But the series ended up being
the series
far
was like
more popular,
really successful and massive. Yeah. I just forgot.
There's not too many examples of that, of where they've, at least I can't think of
Friday Night Lights
off the top of my head.
Friday Night Lights.
That's another. Well, that had moderate.
I mean, the movie
success,
did okay.
So. It did okay, but then
was MASH a movie first?
Was MASH?
Well, now all of a sudden we're thinking of a lot of examples. Not too many. Actually, there's been a lot of examples.
I'm going MASH. Half your audience doesn't even know what that is.
I like your trivia.
Like,
you'd be good at trivia, though. I like your stuff. Well, you mentioned Buffy, and obviously we're like in this era of reboot where they're having a lot of success with Fuller House and Will and Grace. Would that be something you'd ever entertain if they came up with a clever premise?
I don't know. You know, what worries me is that the whole story behind it was about the horrors of adolescence being manifested as actual demons. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure how that story translates to the horrors of being 40 something. And I don't know.
Now you are an actual demon.
Right. Exactly. I guess, maybe that's the hook. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we did a big like 20 year reunion where we got everyone together and that was
cool.
Really cool.
Nice.
But, you know, if things work, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. Right.
So.
I feel you. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Ready? What would your theme song be?
Could I steal my son's? And mine would be Broadway musical. It would be some, you know,
You a big Broadway girl? You love
Broadway.
Okay.
Love Broadway.
Singing and dancing. Have you done a musical?
I've done a musical episode of Buffy, but nobody wants to pay that kind of ticket and see me on Broadway. I guarantee they would all be like, give us our money back. I'm like, but I love Broadway.
So it's more of just a fan.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more a fan. Last show you binge watched?
Probably Big Little Lies.
Okay. Nickname growing up?
Oh, I had Spencer.
Spencer.
Yeah. It's so random. I was a child actor and I missed school a lot, but for some reason I missed one day of school and there used to be the show called Spencer for Hire on, and I was filming that and the gym teacher's like, oh, Spencer.
I remember that show.
Like, and it just sort of stuck. So I can always tell if someone knew me from like really young. And yeah. Usually it's just SMG or SMP.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what most people call me.
I remember Spencer for Hire. I remember, but I don't remember what the show was about. I remember the title.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was your...
I don't remember.
It was a show though. It did exist. Celebrity crush growing up.
It was not a movie.
It was not a movie.
It was just a TV show.
Who knows?
Maybe. Perhaps. We'll do some research.
Celebrity crush growing up.
River Phoenix.
Okay. It's a good one.
It's a good one, right? If you're going to have one, it's a good one.
Proudest career moment.
Oh, goodness. Proudest career moment. Yikes. I would say hosting Saturday Night Live. I mean, that was like a big one. I hosted three times, or even hosting MTV Movie Awards. Like that was, I loved those.
Definitely
awards.
The most fun.
Yeah, definitely the most fun.
Yeah.
Of which I also sang and danced, and probably nobody wants to see that either. So there you go.
Oh, Google.
Google.
Who plays you in your life story?
My daughter.
Keep it in the family.
Never. I mean, she's the most obvious choice.
Do your kids have any ambitions to get into the entertainment
business?
Don't
worry, I will crush that.
You'll crush that.
I will crush that.
Discourage it, huh? Just because knowing how tough it is and you don't want
to. Well, I also think that it's one thing to grow up. I mean, I did grow up in the business, but I wasn't a child of a famous person, let alone two. And I think there's a different expectation and a different pressure. So, you know, I would try to crush those dreams if I could.
But outside of the having the famous parents, and then you wouldn't discourage it necessarily.
I'm always interested
to see how actors and, you know.
I mean, it's hard. I mean, would I rather them be an actor than try to be a musician? Probably, because I think that's even harder. But, you know, hopefully they want to do something that will guarantee taking care of mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
Like
or at least just mommy.
Right.
When she gets older.
Right.
Take care of her.
That'll be fine. All right. Well, you can learn more about Foodstirs at onwithmario.com, and you can follow her on Twitter at Sarah M. Geller. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. On with Mario Lopez. Woo!